Well, folks, Healdsburg, California is a hub for many different wine regions, but Dry Creek is our focus today. And when you speak of Dry Creek, most people's minds go directly to Zinfandel, and that's where we're going to go today. Unti Vineyards has kindly asked us to come out and enjoy Zinfandel. And Nick, this is your wine. This is what people really think of Dry Creek, but your focus is a little broader than that. But boy, this is an incredible wine.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think if we could make Zinfandel like we did in 2009, we would drink more of it personally.
So there'll be less for us.
Exactly. When I first moved up here, and my dad and his wife first moved up here as well, we were drawn to Dry Creek Valley Zin because it was the perfect sort of compromise between a full-bodied red wine and one that was fruity and was versatile. Since then, you know, people have been drawn toward the high octane, over-the-top styles, and I think that's not the best way to make Zinfandel in Dry Creek Valley, only because I think Zin has more complexity here than most other AVAs in California.
I think that you really get into the terroir here more than you do, and the fruit is really dominant in areas such as Paso Robles and those areas. But Dry Creek to me really is an established Zinfandel area, but each one is unique to itself, and this has that going on for it. Let's talk about 2009 Zinfandel, and I'm going to pour us another glass here. That first one went very quickly.
It's easy to go quick. I think the thing about 2009 is that whenever you have a naturally balanced fruit set, in other words, it's not too heavy, it's not been awkward in terms of uneven fruit set, uneven ripening. When you have a balanced fruit set, you've got a really good chance at a great vintage. And then when you have a long, moderate growing season, that type of condition makes everything good. Zinfandel is always about how do I even out the ripening. We grow, our Zin is primarily Primitivo, and that is more even ripening than other clones of Zin that we grow. And I think 09, the combination of all of those factors really results in a Zin that's got enough balance that you really want to drink another glass. It's not going to be cumbersome or overwhelming.
Well, folks, more food just came to the table, and that's because we ordered it. I'm not sure that we need it. We ordered it, so let's enjoy this, and cheers, sir.
Yeah, I love just ordering one side of the menu.
And I'll order the other. Well, folks, we are at Unti Vineyards today, and this is a beautiful, beautiful summer day here. I'm very excited about these wines. I'm sitting with Mick. This is a very unique winery here for Dry Creek. Your focus is really on the Italian varietals, and obviously Dry Creek speaks Zinfandel all the time. We're going to be talking now about Sangiovese, and a couple of Sangioveses on the table here in front of us. I love Sangiovese, and if you love to eat, you gotta love this wine.
No question about it. There's a reason why it's the most consumed Italian red. It really is beautiful with food. Unti, being an Italian name in the part of Italy that our family comes from, is Tuscany. So my father planted Sangiovese in 1992, and we were lucky enough to plant a clone called Sangiovese Grosso, which is the clone that's planted in the town of Montalcino, responsible for Brunello de Montalcinos. In the course of making Sangiovese over the years on this 4-acre vineyard, we found two sections of the vineyard that produced sort of, you know, they were just driving toward different styles of wine. The first wine that we have here on the table is called Segro Mino, and that's the name of the town that my dad's family's from in Tuscany. And that's a lighter, medium-bodied style Sangiovese that we blend with Montepulciano. You know, it comes from bulk of this 4-acre vineyard. Then the 100% Sangiovese here, especially this 2009, is one of the best red wines we've made. It's from the crest of a west hillside where we get lower yields, darker color, more concentration, more complete flavors and structure, acid, tannin, everything. And because this wine's so concentrated, we can age it in a high percentage of new oak, and it's similar to the Benchland Syrah, one of the most age-worthy, full-bodied, complex wines we make.
Interesting with Sangiovese in the vineyard, you have to do a lot of cropping on this because it wants to just go wild as Grenache does.
Exactly. I was just going to say there, but those two grape varieties are the hardest ones we have to farm. In other words, it's not so much that they're hard to get crop because they're easy to get crop, but in terms of really,
it just breaks your heart to put the fruit on the ground.
Unfortunately, it breaks my heart, my dad's heart, too much sometimes, and he doesn't do enough of it. There's a fine line between knowing how much crop to leave for both Grenache and Sangiovese, but the difference is that when you do keep the crop levels low, or when nature does it on its own, the quality difference is substantial. And you really can go from nice, everyday, easy drinking wine to really compelling, thought-provoking, distinguished red wine.
Well, folks, we have had a number of courses. As soon as these wines were open, I was hungry again, Mick. So it's time for more food.
No doubt.